is Free Talk Live. It's your show.
Here's a toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To start things out, we'll get to the story that I promised last night, and we never got to, about the space entrepreneurs, because there is good news to report in the world. Of course, it doesn't ever have anything to do with the government. That news just keeps getting worse. But in the world of entrepreneurship, in the world of the marketplace and competition and innovation, there's always new, exciting things going on. I think I actually saw a story yesterday about a robot. This allegedly is the very first robot to be controlled by biological function, but they took like rat neurons and somehow cultured them and attached them to a robot. I didn't read the entire article, but it sounded absolutely fascinating. So it's already begun, the melding of technology with biology.
I wonder if they're going to name it Skynet or V'ger or HAL. Or
I think it was George or something like that.
Yeah, something innocuous.
But not only are we reaching out into the world of technology and things are getting more intricate and smaller and faster, but at the same time, space is rapidly opening up as a new competitive frontier. And there's been, of course, if you've been paying attention, there's been some pretty exciting stuff. Now, NASA, as far as the dollars that they spend, they're not very exciting for what for what they get in return.
What have they done lately?
Well, there was the Mars thing. I mean, the Mars thing, which cost probably billions of dollars.
Yeah, taking pictures of Mars.
Yeah. But these privateers, these private space entrepreneurs are doing amazing things for an amazingly small dollar value in comparison to NASA.
Right. You'd be under the impression that there's no way to get into space without spending billions, because that's what NASA's done. And it's the only one to really do it, at least in this country. But apparently not.
But let's also remember the individuals, the privateers, have always been restricted up until recent times by NASA. So much of this competition may have been able to go on a few decades ago had NASA not had essentially a monopoly on space. And for whatever reason, it's my understanding that they have loosened their grip and have allowed more and more private space exploration. And in fact, NASA used to launch satellites and then their own satellites, and then they asked the privateers to take over launching the NASA satellites for them. So even NASA sort of understands that the privateers get things done faster and cheaper and better. And here is the latest from the world of space entrepreneurship. The BBC reporting that British business tycoon Sir Richard Branson has unveiled an aircraft in the U.S. that will be used for his project to launch tourists into space. The high-altitude jet will act as the mothership for a spacecraft, releasing it in midair to take two crew and six passengers on what are called suborbital flights. And more than 250 people have already paid the $200,000 price tag to be among the first making the tourist trips. Now, as far as the people who are wealthy in the world, $200,000 is pretty much chump change. I mean, to somebody like a Richard Branson, the man behind this particular entrepreneurial expedition, he's a billionaire. So $200,000 to a billionaire is, for an experience like that, well worth paying for.
Yeah.
And it's these people, these early adopters, who are willing to spend a couple hundred grand to go up and then come back down a couple times. I don't even know how many times they get for $200,000. But for those people,
you think they'd be satisfied?
Well, thank you to the. I'd like to thank those people who are the early adopters of new ideas.
You're not
going to
hold it against them for being wealthy people that obviously made their money at the on the backs of the rest of us.
No, absolutely not.
But they're greedy, aren't they?
Well, if they were greedy, they'd probably be holding that $200,000 and not spending it on luxuries like this. I mean, nobody needs to go and experience what weightlessness feels like, but they're willing to pay a couple hundred thousand dollars to be the first to experience it. And it's people like that that are willing to...
It's an ostentatious display of wealth.
Well, how many jobs do you think this whole project created?
Well, there are at least the two people that are piloting the jet, however many support crew are on the ground.
Somebody built that damn thing.
Yeah, the people building it, the people making sure it's kept in tip-top shape.
There's stewardesses on that flight in order to serve Bloody Marys and gimlets.
So I'd like to thank them for putting their money up and helping fund these early entrepreneurial expeditions, because it's people that early adopt at a very high price that help continue development, that tell these entrepreneurs that there is a demand for this and that people are willing to pay for it, and eventually more people will enter the game. As I understand, there are at least a handful of competitors in this particular field. There's one guy that's working on building a space hotel. So the more people enter the field, the cheaper things will get. And before you know it, it's $100,000 for the ride. And then it's $10,000. And then it's $1,000. And then you can go up, you know, in an afternoon, quick training class, and you're in for, you know, $250. I mean, it's not down far down the line.
I think it's cheaper than it is to do skydiving right now.
I'm just saying, that's how things get, man. They just keep getting cheaper.
I'm just explaining that, you know, that it's comparable in that way to skydiving.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's probably a little bit safer. Like, because you're actually...
I don't think that there's much danger in either.
Yeah, that's
place.
True. Well, anyway, the high-altitude jet will act as a mothership. Again, 250 people have paid up that $200,000. Let's see, 250. Let's do that math. 250 times $200,000. That's a lot of zeros. That's like $500 million, I think.
Hmm.
So that'll be a good amount of seed money for Mr. Branson to reinvest and to continue developing. Anyway, the maiden voyage is predicted to take place in 18 months. A crowd of engineers, dignitaries, and space enthusiasts gathered inside a hangar in the Mojave Desert in California for the unveiling of White Knight 2, Eve. Virginia Galactic has contracted the innovative aerospace designer Burt Rutan to build the mothership and spacecraft at his scaled composites factory in California, but some hurdles remain before Virgin Galactic customers can experience zero gravity. White Knight 2 must undergo a rigorous flight testing program beginning in the autumn, which of course is because, number one, they don't want to lose their investment, and number two, they don't want to lose their most precious cargo of the passengers, so... They're going to make bloody sure this little plane is able to safely go up and down several times over and keep these people safe. The mothership is a white four-engined jet designed to cradle Spaceship Two under its wing and release it at 50,000 feet in the air. Once separated, Spaceship Two will fire its hybrid rocket and climb some 60 miles above the Earth. Engineers still need to finish building Spaceship Two, which is now about 70% complete. And Sir Richard said the name of the White Knight 2 reflected his pioneering spirit, or the pioneering spirit of his space tourism venture. But this guy is quite full of himself. Have you ever seen him interviewed? He's quite entertaining to watch. I mean, he's basically a billionaire who, when you get that much money, you can afford to just throw it around and invest in these ideas. I'm sure he's being very careful about and cautious about his investment, but if he loses... You know, the plane crashes, none of us have to pay, and Richard Branson and whatever other investors he's got on the line are the ones that are going to be liable for those damages. If they crash and burn and this whole idea goes up in smoke, none of us had to separate ourselves from a single cent of our money to see all this development happen. But yet we'll benefit from it down the line.
You know, and somebody thought it was such a great idea to do this space program and, take all of our money to do it. And what did we get out of it?
Yeah, exactly. And some of the technology that was developed during the space program is used today in everyday life, but a lot of it was actually sold off to for political reasons to companies that donated a lot of money to the right politicians.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of sweetheart deals on this technology where a lot of it was given away, literally.
Eve Branson apparently was his mom, and then he is naming the spaceship after his mother because he says it represents a first and new beginning, the chance for our ever-growing group of future astronauts and other scientists to see our world in a completely new light. Rutan and Branson have high hopes for White Knight 2 and its carbon composite technology that go beyond merely lofting Spaceship 2 to its launch altitude. Scaled and Virgin have set up a new joint venture called the Spaceship Company, which will exploit the wider capabilities of the aircraft. He says the capabilities of this mothership are unbelievable. For instance, we could put satellites in space at a fraction of the price that satellites are currently put up there. That's going to get you some money coming in because there's pretty high demand still for satellite service. All kinds of different electronic technical services
people
are going
that.
Passing through satellites. So if Branson can offer it at, you know, a fraction of the cost than what it's currently offered at, he'll have people lining up around the block. We'll tell you a little bit more about this space entrepreneur, what he's doing, and take your calls about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. Then Rasmussen reports some pretty disturbing numbers about what Americans think about free speech on the airwaves. of this country, you can call in, take control, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 14, 2008. Gold opened today at $824.20. 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $848.84, $418.30 for half ounce, and $209.15 for quarter ounce. That's $848.84, $418.30, and $209.15.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner, and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you to access their website, so enjoy ours free at freetalklive.com. And including, by the way, on the website, you'll find updates. Get signed up for them at updates.freetalklive.com.
Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. It's online meeting software that allows you to meet with people and control their or they see your desktop and you know what you're doing, so you can show them PowerPoint presentations and that kind of thing. It's WebEx. Use promo code 600 for your free trial of WebEx today.
800-259-9231. A little bit more about these wonderful space entrepreneurs, people who are willing to put their personal savings on the line in order to explore the world of space travel and commercializing it and making it so that the average person eventually, not right now, but the average person eventually will be able to take a vacation not just to the Bahamas, but to some sort of space hotel, or as Branson will continue here, is it Charles Branson? No, Richard. Sir Richard Branson, as he will explain here, his vision for what his spaceship can do that he is developing. He says that they could take satellites up into space for a fraction of the price that it costs to currently put them up there. It has enormous weight capacity, so if there were a humanitarian crisis in Africa, it could carry an enormous load for aid. Spaceship 2 should be finished in about a year's time, and Sir Richard said he intended to take his family into space, but would not fly them until a thorough testing program had been completed and every box has been ticked. Longer term, Sir Richard envisions many tens of thousands of people taking holidays in space. He says, let's go 20 years forward. If all of this goes to plan, and sounds great that he's got a plan for this sort of thing. He says, I hope that we'll have a hotel in space, and in that hotel, I hope we'll have small spaceships that can go around the moon. An excursion, he said.
I'd like to see the Free Planet Project.
That's an interesting idea. I don't know if I'll sign on for that. It's a little too...
well, the moon, she's a harsh mistress.
Yeah, a little too much work for me, I think. But good luck to Mr. Branson and the rest of his competitors. Again, he's got a handful of people that are trying to also get some of that space money to get that $200,000 to take somebody on a little trip. And from what I understand, the kind of trip that they're going to be starting with here, this mid-air suborbital flights, as they're called, is what they did for the movie Apollo 13. If you've seen that film, you know that, I mean, it looked like the actors were actually weightless. And in point of fact, they were, because they built their studio in one of these planes.
Mm.
They send it up real high in the air, and then it drops essentially at full velocity, and that makes it seem like everything is weightless in there for, you know, something like a handful of seconds. So it's not a very long-lasting experience. I'm not sure how long it is. It may be a couple dozen seconds, maybe like 10. I forget it, and it doesn't go into it in this article here, but that's essentially what we're talking about.
Mm.
So people are paying $200,000 to just feel what that feels like. Again, I don't know how many times they're going to take them up. If it's just one trip, it's pretty amazing that somebody would pay that amount of money just to have that experience, to say, I've done it, and you know, nobody else or very, very few other people have.
You know, I mean, it's the only way you're going to get that experience. It's either that or go through the astronaut training.
Right. And so, well, in 20 years, though, as Branson is talking about, he's envisioning space hotels with little flights around the moon for fun. So, you know, instead of getting on a cruise ship and then snorkeling, you're going onto a space hotel and literally flying, looping around the moon. I think that's some pretty exciting stuff.
So I agree.
That is what is coming in the realm of space. And the only thing that could stop this would be for the government, for NASA to expand out, for instance, and become a more regulatory agency than it currently is, and demand that wait a minute, these space entrepreneurs putting people's lives at risk, we need to make sure they're properly regulated and inspected, and, you know, then get in the way and slow everything down and increase the expense. That's the only thing that could stand in the way of this becoming one of the most popular tourist kind of things to do in the world. So good luck to them. I hope they stay untouched by the meddling state bureaucrats. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. Wayne, you've got some disturbing news from Rasmussen. Another poll has come out with some pretty sick figures.
That's right. You know, those sheeple say the darnest things.
Rasmussen's disturbing poll. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Nearly half of Americans favor the so-called fairness doctrine.
Oh, jeez.
They want government to mandate radio, TV stations offer equal time to opposing political viewpoints. Of course, that means the so-called liberals versus conservatives. And what about the libertarian point of view?
Yeah, what about it? I still have yet to figure out exactly what they're proposing. I don't think anything's officially on the table yet for this.
But well, I think that the libertarian point of view is really considered Republican light, or you know, some kind of Republican version of looking at things, and therefore
that's a bunch of nonsense.
Right.
It is.
Big time.
But I think that that's the perception, and I don't expect it to be particularly good. For I wouldn't propose to tell anyone what they need to do on their radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that Americans, you know, wouldn't it be fair? Fair sounds good, and shouldn't both sides get to talk? And of course, the you know, people want the station to put what they want on the air, not what makes sense financially. And you know, it's just crazy. We've talked on a couple of occasions about sort of liberals on radio, and in one case, a guy who has a radio station out in Santa Cruz, Michael Z, he had a very popular talker that was conservative, and so he decided, I'll start up the liberal one. This is a liberal town. I'll do even better.
Santa Cruz, man. How could you fail?
The liberals wouldn't buy ads on – they would listen, but they wouldn't buy ads on his station because they knew that he owned the conservative talker too. I mean, it just goes to show what the mentality is here. And over in Brattleboro, Vermont, we were talking to station manager or some guy over there,
Peter Case,
and he said that they tried to give some equipment to the you know, this pirate radio station, Radio Free.
This blew my mind.
Yeah, he tried to give equipment to Radio Free Brattleboro, a pirate station,
right? This
and they
saga.
Turned it down because he was owned by a corporation.
Right, Saga Communications owns a whole bunch of radio. They're one of the big, maybe top five. Definitely top 10 largest radio owners in America. And to have somebody who's working for a company like that say, yeah, we're just going to give some of our equipment to this pirate radio station, that just blew my mind. And they wouldn't take it? They were going to give them a board. They were going to give them a professional radio board.
I told them, you know, send it our way if you want to give
crap. We don't have
away.
Enough room for that thing. I mean, these things are large, big. Professional devices so that are very expensive.
So let me get this straight. They didn't want it because this corporation owned these people? What about them? They're corporations. Don't they know that?
Well, that's what we talked about on when we were over there. We were hosting their morning show because they're going to hopefully be starting us on Saturday nights as of this weekend there in Brattleboro. And, of course, you know, it's a progressive station. The Brattleboro is just communists everywhere. And so inevitably people called in and complained about corporations. And we made sure to point out that our biggest concern, that we understand their concerns about corporations, but we're concerned with the biggest corporation, and that is the state, the government corporation known as, you know, the federal government. That's the corporation you need to be most concerned with.
That's right.
And that's the corporation that empowers all of the other ones or protects all of the other ones. So we made those points, and I don't think anybody had much to say about that, did they, Mark?
Not much. I really love the lady that felt like we should we needed to disclose that we were from the Free State Project. What? In Vermont? I'm in a different damn state.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm also being corrected on what a suborbital flight is. We'll share the alleged truth here in a moment. You can take control, bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents featuring counter assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. In Chapter 6, Subterranean, Ted Galahad goes to hell. Or Tad Galahad, excuse me.
Ted.
In hell, he finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
And the next chapter is coming very soon, next week or two, yeah.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll get to the calls in a moment, but I want to make sure we get a chance to push through a few more of these factoids. Rasmussen had done a survey. I'm not sure who commissioned it, but that might be interesting to find out who commissioned
Absolutely.
It. But they have found that the first number you've reported is that 47% of Americans that answered the survey
said the government should require stations to so-called balance the political viewpoint expressed over the airwaves. Rasmussen found, however, 71% say it is already possible for just about any political view to be heard in today's media. Some 20% did not agree. The poll also touched on The poll also touched on regulation of the internet, revealing 31% believe websites should be forced to balance their commentary.
That's pretty crazy.
This week, Rasmussen noted
almost a third of
people that just
Americans.
Don't understand economics. They don't understand people working in their own self-interest in order to make things.
Or they don't understand the internet.
What right. Attempting to balance it.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? I mean, if I go and open up a website, freekeen.com is my blog. The purpose of the blog is to give pro-liberty voices in the Keene, New Hampshire area a place to write and share their stuff with the surrounding people and people around the world. Would I then have to, if I was planning on opening a blog, would I then have to kind of hunt around town to try to find a Republican or a Democrat or something like that to come on there and balance out our radical pro-freedom opinions? I mean, what is it that, how would that exactly work?
Well, maybe on the air, like Mark would have to play a neocon, I would have to play a liberal, and then you'd play the libertarian, and we would all role play.
That's fun for like a couple minutes sometimes, yeah, where we role play, but it gets really tedious.
I just can't do it.
Yeah, I can't either. I can only keep it up for so long because, you know, our point of view just decimates the status. It decimates their viewpoint. They yeah. can't say anything to it.
If they try to balance the internet, does that mean that every porn site has to have a link to some Bible site, Bible thumping site?
Well, I don't know. I think this is primarily a political thing. Go ahead with a little more, Wayne.
This week, Rasmussen noted Robert McDowell, a Bush appointee to the Federal Communications Commission, suggested restoration of the Fairness Doctrine could lead to government regulation of content on the internet. Now, there again, there's the classic case of the pot calling the kettle black. And Bush has also come out against the Fairness Doctrine, surprisingly. Republican Rep. Mike Pence of Indiana has introduced a Broadcaster Freedom Act, arguing the lifting of the Fairness Doctrine has opened the public airways to free and vigorous discussion of controversial issues by individuals of all political stripes, which I think we'd all agree with, right?
I think it's helped. I don't think the airways are in any way open.
I think they
still don't let anybody get on the air, so that's a problem.
Yeah, true. Well, at least you can podcast and you can blog, but... bringing back the Fairness Doctrine would amount to government control over political views expressed on the public airways, Pence said. It is a dangerous proposal to suggest the government should be in the business of rationing free speech, he said. Pence, a former broadcaster, says his Broadcasters Freedom Act would ensure that true freedom and fairness would remain on our radio airwaves.
Well, I wish him good luck. It certainly seems that there's a stir out there for this Fairness Doctrine idea. I don't know how popular it is amongst the politicos, but when they see polls like this, it certainly must make them salivate. Well, I mean, those that wish to control the content of radio and television, and apparently the internet, must be just gleeful over the fact that 47% are saying they want the airwaves to be balanced, and that almost a third are saying they want blogs to be balanced. And then there's, of course, those people that are undecided, which those people are all on the fence, could very well be more than a majority, so they've got their fingers up in the air all times.
But here's why I don't buy the numbers completely, because if you have to really hear the questions in the way the poll was done, because they have what's called a push poll where they try to get the achieved results for their employer. So there are a lot of people on the liberal side who are upset that there are so many so-called conservative talk radio shows and there aren't that many liberal ones. Well, look what happened to Air America. The marketplace is rejecting that viewpoint over the airwaves, obviously, for whatever
reason.
It works
in some places. In some places, liberal talk or progressive talk, whatever you want to call it, is working very well. There are hosts like Ed Schultz. Mm-hmm. He's very, very popular. I think he's like the fifth most popular talk host in America, tied with several others.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got millions of listeners, and he's making money.
He's a good broadcast.
Well, at the same time, you have that 71% that already say, so it's a contradiction, because they're saying, yeah, but it's possible that you can hear every viewpoint you want on the airway, so why would you want to regulate anyone?
Maybe they're concerned about those areas wherein there's only one station or one viewpoint being heard on the air. Perhaps it's not like that where they live, but maybe they envision that it's happening in other people's places.
It's just control. All it is control. Everybody wants to have as much control over everything that they possibly can, and the public feels like they should have control over your business. In this case, your business is a radio station or a television station.
Right, being able to turn it off isn't good enough.
It's stupid. You know, if you had the public controlling what the content was on a radio station, A, it would be bland and boring, and B, it would switch all the time, and so you wouldn't have consistency.
Yeah, this is really bad news if this comes about. Of course, we'll keep our eyes on it and let you know what we continue to hear. As we go to your calls, let's talk to Hawaii, where Kayla is on the line. Hello, Kayla.
Aloha.
On Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello?
Oh, it's Kayla.
Kayla?
Caleb?
Caleb?
Kayla.
Kayla. Hello, Kayla. What's on your mind?
How's it?
Oh, well, I just wanted to share my experience with the school system.
Certainly.
I went to plumb school for elementary school, and I had a learning disability called dysgraphia, which is basically like, it's kind of like you're writing backwards.
Huh. Okay.
In the sense that, like, you know Leonardo da Vinci, like his letters were flipped over, like if you put it in a mirror.
I've heard of that.
I see. You're writing the letters.
Something similar to that, but it was a little bit different.
So if you were intending to write the letter B, you might accidentally write the letter D?
Kind. Well.
Lowercase?
It's complicated. Like,
okay.
Yeah. But anyways, I was during the Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
That's okay.
I was they would take me to the side to like deal with my like learning disabilities, and we'd play like these really pointless games. Like we would like throw balls, like to try to develop coordination or something like that. Hmm. It was really like useless like things that they would do to like try to help like my learning disability or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it would really like disable me, like in the sense that I would not have the the class was learning like cursive and all like these other skills. Like I wouldn't be like learning that, and I would just be taken aside doing all these pointless things, and like so I didn't really get a lot of the like a lot of the fundamentals, and so I was kind of like disabled when I went into. I also wanted to touch up on another subject, which is kind of like tied into this. Is after the public school education, after I left public school, because it was just a total joke. My parents just wanted to get me out of there. I went to a special education school, but not necessarily for like retarded kids or anything, but dysgraphia.
I don't know what it is, but you've described it. So what about this? When you left the school, what about that?
Oh, no, sorry, not dysgraphia, dyslexia.
Oh, dyslexia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Dysgraphia is just a form of dyslexia. Anyways, the school had actually, sorry, this might be a little bit off topic, but it's had a lot of ADHD kids, and you always used to talk about how like they would drug kids up with like Ritalin and all that.
Sure.
Well, you see, I've gone to a school, and, like, I've been with, like, these ADHD kids, and trust me, like, when they don't get their, like, medicine, like there are definitely people that have conditions that, like, where they require medicine to, like...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I believe
that. Yeah, like,
I think
they're
they may over...
Well, I don't know. I just hear you guys, like, just discredit a lot of...
No, I don't intend to discredit at all. I just think that they frequently associate these terminologies with kids that don't really have them. I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, that's the number. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you buy, it over 41 categories to choose from, and there are, let's see, used items too. So you load it in your cart and feel good because you're getting the brands you trust at a great price. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, and Free Talk Live will benefit with a percentage of your purchase.
I just bought something at amazon.freetalklive.com today. It was On the Wealth of Nations. Not Adam Smith, Adam Smith's book, the legendary book, Wealth of Nations, the one that sort of defined
Invisible Hand and all that stuff.
All that stuff, yeah. P.J. O'Rourke wrote a book that, and you know, he's funny and it's much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called On the Wealth of Nations, and I saw it reviewed, and I thought I'd give it a shot, and
cool.
It seemed like it was worth it to me.
Amazon
got used and shipped it off for $4.
Nice. Including shipping?
No, it was $4 for shipping.
Oh, okay.
It was like $4, $3 for the book or something.
Not too shabby. All right, 800-259-9231 to the AMP line. We talked to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Puke.
Good evening, guys.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I just want to make some corrections from the story about space travel you were talking about.
I hate your stinking earlier. Corrections.
Well, I appreciate them. Because I'm just, I'm just a guy with a microphone, and when people call in to tell me I'm wrong, it is appreciated.
I understand. We guys can't know everything. I'm an aviation buff, so I sort of know these things, and they're completely useless. But you mentioned that this Virgin Galactic is going to make these trips into space.
Suborbital.
Basically for rich people.
Yeah.
Basically, it's you only take one trip up and right back down, and they only get about, I think it said about 2 minutes of weightlessness.
Oh, that's not
really
bad.
Quick. And, but I mean, it's
but it sounds
that,
quick.
Know,
Puke, hang on a minute. It sounds quick, but at the same time, when you pay attention to time passing, it goes pretty slow. And I would imagine if you're experiencing something brand new for the very first time, that could be something that one of those times where you're going to experience a stretching of time. It's going to feel like much longer than it actually is.
It's quick.
Right. I mean, there's only been, you know, a few hundred people that have actually been outside of our atmosphere past what's called the Karam line, which is 100 kilometers up or 62 miles. That's the sort of designated line where space starts. And the way they did it in Apollo 13 was called the Vomit Comet, where that was they have a big jumbo jet that they fly in the atmosphere. It's well below this Karman line,
uh-huh.
And it just makes big, like, parabolas. So basically, it's like a roller coaster. It flies up and then drops down like a rock.
So this is different.
Yeah, this is different from what Virgin Galactic is going to be. Virgin Galactic is actually going to go into space.
Wow.
Whereas this Vomit Comet thing is just, it's like being in an elevator. You're falling at the same rate of speed as the airplane. So it's sort of a false sense of weightlessness, but it's pretty close to the same thing.
So these people at Virgin Galactic will be experiencing a longer period because they're not going to just be falling straight down. There's some sort of twirly thing that they do. You know about that? No.
Oh no! I mean, they're going to be experiencing real weightlessness. I mean, they're going to be far enough away from the planet that it's actual weightlessness. Well, it's not actually weightlessness because you have to go like way out in space to get true weightlessness. But anyway, that's kind of semantics.
Hmm.
But
you'll be weightless
enough to
bounce around.
$100,000. They also get. I think they get to keep their equipment, and you know they get like days worth of training and all this stuff.
Hmm.
And it's pretty cool. But I wanted to also mention that you know private space exploration is still pretty dangerous because I don't know if you guys heard about Elon Musk's company SpaceX. He's the guy that started PayPal, and he's also into this private space endeavors at the moment. And they just lost their third Falcon 1, I think it was, era spacecraft. Because they're working on extremely cheap methods to get cargo and satellites and stuff up into space. And you know, it is still rocket science. So
I did see that. I actually did see that story, and I put it in the show prep as one of those things we just didn't get to. And I wanted to point it out, not because, to point out that, well, obviously people fail when they try things. I mean, when you try new ideas, you're going to learn from your failures, and hopefully you'll refine your ideas enough to the point where they'll be successful. And in that period of time, you're going to spend some money. I mean, you're going to lose a spaceship or two or three or five.
Research and development.
Or ten. And, you know, my purpose in originally bringing that up was going to be, and as we discussed earlier, to point out that, hey, none of us had to pay for that. That Eli guy is the one that was, his money was on the line, and I feel great about that. I mean, I'm sorry for him, but
NASA's been around for 70 years, and they're still losing spacecraft, left and right. So for these guys to only have lost three, they're basically taking their baby steps, so.
And they didn't lose any lives either. It was just the spacecraft that crashed and burned. There were no, I don't think there was anyone on board.
No. Nobody died. James Doohan's the guy who played Scotty. His ashes didn't make it into space, and some other people didn't. But nobody actually died who wasn't already dead. So.
But at least it wasn't a taxpayer expense.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding. So.
Awesome, Puke. Any other thoughts?
It's very exciting. I can't wait till maybe by the time I'm 60 years old, I can take a trip up in space for a few $1,000s.
Branson is saying it's going to be 20 years. I mean, so you might not even be 60. Maybe in your 40s or something like that. So who knows?
Yeah. Maybe I can do it sooner. That'd be pretty sweet. So we'll see how it goes.
Puke, thanks for the expertise, man. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. And maybe it won't even be 20 years. Because you never know what sort of amazing, innovative developments will occur within that time span that they aren't necessarily predicting right now. You know, he can see 20 years out, this is what he wants to do, but remember when they were talking, we talked once about how they were discussing the coding of the human genome, that they said that it's going to take forever, and it looked at the very beginning as though it was going to take forever because they didn't hit the exponential portion of the growth curve, and then all of a sudden they hit that point. And things just started spiking up as far as the completion rate was concerned, as far as mapping the genome. And they had it done in, I don't remember if it was faster than the amount of time they estimated, but it was certainly a lot of people were downing them and saying, oh, this is never going to get done. It's going to take forever. And it went a lot faster than people expected once it hit that point of no return, so to speak, where there's this exponential increase.
These projections, I remember I took a... I was with a sales coach, and at the time I was doing sales, I was in charge of sales for a radio station, and, we were talking about projections, and I said, they always tell you need these projections, and certainly every corporate office wants projections out of the local sales office and that kind of thing, but I don't like to do them, because my mom taught me not to lie, and, he thought it was very funny, and the fact is, you just don't know what's going to happen.
No.
You just don't.
Well, it's okay to have a goal. It's okay to say, I want to do this in 20 years, but we also have to understand, it could happen faster.
Could happen slower, but I don't know. I just don't know.
But with competition in the marketplace, odds are against it happening slower.
Right. For an individual company, it could happen slower, and then they'll be overtaken in the marketplace.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of momentum that happens, too, because as you were saying, the human genome, it looked like it was going to take forever, that all of a sudden enough mental momentum got behind it, and all of a sudden it happened.
Or once they figured out one very important factor, it helped unravel more, and then that helps, you know, helps unravel more. And so there could be some really important developments along that line that will quicken the pace, because also at the same time, technology is going to be improving. We already know that Moore's Law is in effect there, where, you know, the speed of things and the processing capabilities and stuff like that doubling every 12 months now. So that's going to be operating in parallel with these people exploring space. Certainly they'll be incorporating wonderful new technology into their spacecraft, and who knows what sort of fuel sources will be developed as a result of this, because that's a big deal. I mean, Branson was talking about how he can get satellites up with his new spaceship for much cheaper, and I think that has to do with the I think that's something that they're researching is the fuel source, because that's the most expensive thing about getting a rocket up into the atmosphere.
Sure
is you are spending serious dough, and you're just burning it up on launch.
And away it goes.
Not to mention the fact that the fuel is the most vulnerable part of the spaceship when it's going through the atmosphere with the heat. So I know there's tiles and different ways to shield the passengers, the payload, but I guess he hasn't gotten that part down yet.
So these are the things that these entrepreneurs are going to want to be working on, because they still, you know, even though they got a lot of money, they still want to reduce their costs as much as possible. And if they can figure out a way to do that, save a bunch of money on fuel, and they can put that money somewhere else, then that's going to be good. And that'll be good for everybody else out there trying to save money on fuel.
This also has a lot of parallels to the alternative energy industry, which is starting to really pick up steam now that the oil prices are going up. And it just takes one major breakthrough, and we could have a totally new source of energy that we can run our cars and our homes on.
Absolutely. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Coming up, Tom is on the line in Florida. He's got some critique, apparently, for me. We'll see what that's all about if he hangs on. More on the way.
You're a prickly dude. I wouldn't doubt it.
Also, the latest on Service Nation, this national organization pushing for the return or the idea of national service or national slavery forcing people to work for the government. Service Nation claims that's not what they're for, but we'll touch base with them here in moments. It's Free Talk Live Hour 2. It's coming up. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Prices soon.